Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. He is an awesome God. He deserves the glory, the praise, the honor. We don't have enough tongues. Glory to God to glorify his holy name. We thank him, glory to God, for who he is, and glory to God in the life, glory to God, that he has given us to live a life that's going to glorify him, to magnify him. Thank God for Jesus restoring us back to the Father. Now we have to live a life that's going to be a blessing in calling others out of darkness into the marvelous light by the witness and by speaking and decreeing and declaring what the word is saying. But we got to live with the life, glory to God, that have our lives tuned in to stand fast and hold fast to the promises of the Lord and not be moved by the storms and the cares of this life. Help us, glory, not to walk in the spirit of fear or anxiety, but help us also to be faithful, not a perpetrator. Help us to have the attitude of gratitude to give God his glory, his praise, his honor. There is none like him. We thank the Lord, glory to God, for the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. Thank God that we have another opportunity to praise him, to magnify him, to give thanksgiving, to be in a place to have a heart of repentance, to be in a place to use our giftings, our talents, that he may be glorified in the name of you. Refusing to take down. Help us to not be judgmental and be ungrateful. Help us to be grateful for who he is and who he's called us to be and what he said. And even go over to God when he do things for him. Help us to remember to have thanksgiving and share about the goodness of Jesus through the testimony of glory to God, what he has done. I thank him for every day. With all the things that are going on in our land and across the globe now, it ought to be a place that we are always in our hearts and speaking and decreeing, declaring thanksgiving for what you're bringing us through and bringing us out. And then also to be able to intercede and to pray, to bind and loose in the midst of this epidemic, glory to God, with the coronavirus. And not only that, also in the midst of what's going on right now in our land and the horrors that are taking place and how the enemy is just having blood running, glory to God, in the streets through murder and attempted murder and doing various things that God is not pleased in. Help us to pray for those that are sick and shut in, those, glory to God, that are caught up in voices that are there hearing and they are finding themselves walking contrary to the will of the Lord. It's time to pray like never before with all the fires and everything that are going on and destructions. The destructive forces that are destroying people's lives and lands and, oh, it's so much, glory to God. And this is just a time like never before. We got to stand. So we ask the Lord to bless us that we won't be fearful and fretful, that we will be, glory out of people that will pray, that will intercede, that will keep the faith. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Even what you said in your word, the only thing please you is faith in in Hebrews 11 and 6. And you said, if we diligently seek you, you will reward us. So we're going to believe God for the reward of this time. Glory to God. People will get saved, delivered, set free, that God's going to bless in our lands and heal, glory out the land from all this destruction and so forth. As we turn away and seek his face and repent, glory to God, and ask for him, glory to God, to help us to be the people that you call for in these last days, to be about his business. We believe God, for great is he. All things are possible through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we come before you today. We want to give thanksgiving. We want to give gratitude and attitude, our attitudes to be toward you, to stand on your word, stand on your promises, to trust you and to obey. And God, as we come before you today, there's so many things going on, but before we even start to even make these requests, you already knew about them before we even speak. But the thing about it, we need to give you glory and praise because our faith is still in you. We're standing on the promises of the Lord that at a rich and maketh no sorrow. This too shall pass. You said the many of the afflictions of the righteous, glory to God, but you deliver us out of them all. So we give thanksgiving to you are faithful to your word. You are great. You are mighty. You are deliverer. You are healer. Oh, you are present help in the time of trouble. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for your mercy, renewed every morning. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon your name and have confidence to know that you'll answer. It may not be at the hour or the time we think, but it's always on time. So, God, we bless you today. We pray, glory to God, we have open ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us daily. And not only hear, but be a doer, not a perpetrator. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of forgiveness. And you're teaching us how to forgive others. We are thanking you, Lord God, for you, glory to God, blessing in these families and what you're doing in healing. God, we are thanking you, Lord God, for all your great and mighty acts. There is none like thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. We adore you. We magnify your name. You are our Messiah. You are our deliverer. You are our healer. All whatever we need is found in you and in your word. All glory to God. Who do you say I am in you? God, we got to know, glory, everything that we're praying and believing. For glory, we got to know that you are able. All things are possible through you. So, God, as we come before you with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude, we are determined, hallelujah, to live a life, glory to God, that we may be able to stand in the gap, that we may be in a place, glory to God, that our prayers will be answered because we are walking in forgiveness and walking in love and walking in faith to know, glory to God, no matter what our eyes see, we're not going to walk in the five senses. We're going to walk in faith. In the name of Jesus, all the discouragement that comes, glory to God, all the dilemmas that come up, all the pandemics that come up, all glory to God, the challenges that come up, none of them is greater than you. God, you said all things are possible with you, and you said in your word to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. All these things that are coming in our visual, all these things that are coming in our ear gates, all the enemy wants to use them, glory, to put us in bondage, to get off the track of glory to God, standing in faith, glory to God. But we got to make sure we keep looking to the hills with coming our help, realizing that our help coming from you. We bind up all the attacks that try to come against our minds. That's why it's important to have that whole armor of God, that helmet of salvation in the name of Jesus, a playground where the enemy wants to find an idle playground so that way we are not filling our spirits up with the word. It's idle time, glory to God. He can come in and distract and distort and have us tossed to and fro. You told us to lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience. We got to do it through the word. We got to do it through faith. We got to do it through humility. We got to do it through, glory to God, standing on your word and not being moved, glory to God, by the things we hear and see. God, we bless you tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for just doing so many great things because you're still healing. Even though, glory to God, we're hearing all these things about the corona, you're still healing and delivering. Or even though, glory to God, things are going on with cancer and heart attacks and strokes and this and you're still blessing. You're still recovering people even when the doctor says over and going to call the families in. God, you are even causing them to start back breathing again. You are causing them, glory to God, to be rise up. You are causing them with a testimony of what the greatness of God has done in my life and a testimony to others that too shall pass and everything that seems like is doom and gloom and over with, you have the last say. So God, help us to keep the faith. Help us, glory to God, to move by the Spirit and not by, glory to God, our sight. In the name of Jesus, help us not to grieve the Holy Spirit when he's leading and guiding us to do certain things. Help us to stand on your word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you would turn it around and work for the good. In the name of Jesus, help us to be strong in the Lord, hallelujah, with the whole armor on the Lord. God, help us to keep an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Help us, glory to God, to stand in the gap one for another. Continue to believe in God, no matter how it seems, no matter, glory to God, how glory to God, the situation, glory to God, looks so doom and gloom. But nevertheless, God, you know how to bring water out of a rock in a desert. There is nothing too hard for you. God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God, help us to have the attitude of gratitude.
still holding on to our joy, because the enemy definitely want our joy. He want our peace. He'll take our faith, and then next thing you know, he's stealing so many. We got to use these tools, and we got to stand fast. Oh, glory to God, don't let the spirit override us and grieve us. Glory out the demonic forces that have come to try to steal our mind in the name of Jesus. This mind that was in Christ Jesus, let it also be in us. God, you told us to be led by the Spirit. We're led by the Spirit, then we're the sons of God in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you so much. You are so wonderful. God, help us to put our trust in you. You told us to trust in you in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Glory to God, as you done told us in glory to God, the 27th Psalm, glory to God. Hallelujah, how the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? Glory to God. You done told us, glory to God, to be encouraged. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Not to be moved by the things that we see. Hallelujah. But moved by your spirit. Keep confessing what your word says. Oh, God, we are thanking you, Lord God. Hallelujah. How you're telling us to be encouraged. Hallelujah. To take courage like you told Joshua in 1. And then you told him to meditate on your law, your word, day and night. Don't deviate from it. God, then we'll have good. He'll have good success the same as you telling us we'll have good success. You told Peter that the thief, glory to God, hallelujah, which is the devil, glory to God, desires to sift you as wheat. But I'm praying. He's interceding on our behalf. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. He said to Peter, glory to God, while he was in the earth, and he's telling us why he's up in glory to God, in glory, hallelujah, that spirit of the enemy wants to sift us, glory to God, as wheat, but he's praying that our faith fail us not. Help us to stand, glory to God, when we can't feel the presence of the power, glory to God, of the anointing in our brothers and sisters. Help us to know that the great I am, the Jesus Christ, is making intercession. Help us to remember all that he went through on our behalf so we can be able to stand and go through, even through all of this that's going on right now. Help us to not lose faith, but to keep, glory to God, our eyes fixed on the prize, on you, Jesus Christ. Lord, we bless you today. To him be glorified. We bless the Lord tonight. There's so many things to pray for, so many things that are going on in our land, all with the fires that's over in California. Glory to God, worse than it ever been, even, glory to God, even in time past, but the God we serve is still greater. God, even the lives that were lost for God, so many more could have been lost for God. Bless those families. Oh, God, help them and strengthen them and encourage them. God, we are praying, glory to God, send your ministering angels. We are praying even for the fire that it would cease, to send some rain, God, send some relief in the name of all those buildings that have been destroyed, glory to God. All those pictures, God, we are praying, glory to God, they can rebuild, but they can't, glory to God, get another life. But God, we ask you, Lord, to help some of those that are grieved and overwhelmed. Some of us grateful that their lives are lost, but some are overwhelmed, glory to God, but everything that happened to them. And some just barely escaped with their lives, and now it's going over into another state, glory to God, over into Washington State. God, help those, and all that smoke that's even coming against their breathing, where they can't even hardly see, is just a almost like fog out there. God, I'm praying, God, have mercy, because the enemy will take their lives even in the midst of that. God, we are praying, glory to God, restore. Send the rain, God. Send help, God. God, thank you for the firefighters and all of those that are fighting, all the medics, everybody that's helping and assisting. God, bless them, help them. God, we can pray against that scene that just saw for the first time just about 15 minutes ago, this foul spirit of the enemy to use this man to come up and shoot in the vehicle of the police as they're sitting, glory to God, in the car and go shoot both of them, and glory to God, they're still fighting for their lives. Out of nowhere, just come, glory to God, for destruction. We know they have some bad apples on the police force, but we need our police. Some of our family members and loved ones, glory to God, are trying to serve and do what's right. Oh, the devil is a liar. God, we'll pray against that foul spirit. No, glory to God, nobody's gone with any common sense or got any, glory to God, any heart, knowing that criminal act was nothing, glory to God, regardless of what's done happened already. That is not right what took place. God, I pray that he be found and justice be done. We're not praying, glory to God, for nobody to try to destroy his life too, but God, in the name of Jesus, and then other police, glory to God, that was holding this man down in Georgia, glory to God, all of this back to back. He's saying, I can't breathe. The girlfriend there, he didn't do anything. They just pull him out across the tail light, and then they're going to have both of them on, tasing him, beating him, and hitting him in the face. And didn't even care that they were on camera. Didn't even care, go out to pleading, to telling them to stop. Demonic forces are in the minds of people that just want to be destructive. Don't care whether they get fired, don't care whether they get killed, don't care what happens, as long as they can complete whatever assignment the devil done told them to do such a thing. God, we are praying. We got to keep these prayers going. God, I pray, glory to God, not only just talking about fire, it got to be more than just fire when you set up your deliberately trying to hurt somebody and take their lives. God, we're praying and inciting a riot more in the land. And then we got a president that's turned back around and talked to him, speaking over the nation like these are animals. They need to just be thrown into the, oh, my God, help him. He don't know what he's about to do, even in his own, glory to God, candidacy, all the evil things besides the people that want to follow him. But God, I'm praying eyes be open and ears be open to the things that change need to take place. Transformation, there's so much to pray for. But God, you still see, you look high, glory to God, and you don't sit so high you can't be touched down here with our infirmities and the concerns that go on in our lives. So we ask you, Lord, to have mercy. In the midst of all of this that's going on in our land, you are still God, and you still deserve. Help us to pray like never before, because we never know, glory to God, how quick, glory to God, you can change in a blinking of an eye all of these things that are going. But God, pray right now for mercy and grace and turn some things around. Take out our hearts of stone, put in hearts of flesh. Oh, glory to God, we need a heart transplant for so many minds of corrupt and prejudice and evilness in the name of Jesus, as well as we need some laws changed. But we need the heart transplant for the life, for the heart to change so the laws can be infected. I mean, not infected, but enforced. God, we ask you right now to have mercy. Help us as prayer warriors and people that are preaching and teaching the word, that we'll go over to God, be concerned, we'll pray, go over that we won't be heavy burdened, won't cast the cares, but we got to stay on the wall to pull these strongholds out. Pray, glory to God, in the midst of these the situation concerning the voting system. God, go uncover, glory to God, and plead the blood of Jesus against every trap and snare to try to come in, glory to God, interference in the United States, the interference outside of the United States, trying to come in to manipulate, glory to God, of this race. But God, you're going to put in office who you want. You're going to tear down, and you're going to uproot, and you're going to change. So God, help us to keep our faith, keep our joy, keep our peace. So as we cast these cares back to you, we thank you and we glorify you, we magnify you. Oh, God, we bind Satan up in all his little cohorts and every setup and every trap, every snare, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. And we thank you for the loosefulness of Simon and joy of the Lord and the peace of God and return back of God, the virtue and whatever, so we can be able to stand and continue the race in the name of Jesus. At this time, praise God, we'll have Brother Black over there to come on and pray. I know it took up quite a bit of time because I saw some things, but in the meantime, we give him 5 minutes to pray so we can be able to join our sister, Pastor Dorsey, in the revival that's going on. Pastor Mother McCormick and Mother Alexander will be speaking tonight. So we will give you that once he finished praying for the next 5 minutes, so we won't miss much. Then we'll be giving you the number so that way you can join on that line just for tonight for that revival. Praise the Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the increase. We thank you, Lord, that we flourish even in the pandemic. We thank you, Lord, we have faith in God. Lord, no matter what situation, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, God, every all forms of weakness, God, Lord, Lord, peace in every area of our life, Lord, we have it. We're not under the curse of the law, but we are a new creation. We are in Christ Jesus. And if we're in Christ Jesus, we are Abraham's seed, an heir, a joint heir with Christ, an heir with God. And we are the seed of Abraham. Amen, God. And we have the promise of the realization of the Holy Spirit through faith. God, we just bless your name, God. Lord, we can walk in your peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, God. We don't have to fear because you haven't given us a spirit of fear. You've given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We can call those things which be not as though they were. Our families protected under the blood. We're under the blood and protected. God, we're walking up right before you, God. We appreciate you. We have another opportunity to serve you in a day, Lord, that we've never seen before, God. Lord, we're grateful because you are our salvation, God. You are the strength of our life. We can dwell in your secret place, and we do dwell in your secret place, God. That's why you're our refuge, Lord. You're our fortress. You're our God. And only you we trust, God. And you said in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, God. You said in Psalm 16 and 9, in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures. There are pleasures forevermore. God, we appreciate you for who you are. You are God and you stand alone, and there's no one that can stand alongside of you. There's no one like our God, and there's no rock like our rock. My God said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand while I make your enemies your footstool. And I just thank you, God, for your protection. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your warning. Thank you for your leading and guiding, God. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, God. Every day, Lord, the favor of the Lord is on our lives. And we don't have to worry. We don't have to allow demon spirits to try to get into our mind and cause us to be deceived. If it's not the word of God, we don't accept it. We're not going to speak those things that are contrary to the word of God. Salt water and fresh water can't come out the same system. In the name of Jesus, to try to cause us to be unequally yoked in relationships and business opportunities and things, amen, that's not of God. But God, we're going to walk in the light as you are in the light. We're going to be doers of the word, God, and not hearers only, God. We're going to receive every day your engrafted word, God. And we just bless your name, God. We bind the hands of every demonic force in every geographical area, every regional spirit, every principality, power, ruler of darkness, all spiritual wickedness in high places that comes against our homes, our loved ones, our children, our jobs, all that we own, our finances, God, relationships, God. We dismiss those spirits from their assignment. Portals opening up and satanic and demonic spirits coming out, even in your sleep during the day. We dismiss you from your assignment. We plead the blood of Jesus around the perimeter of our homes and all that we own, even over the highways and byways, and the ones we lift up in prayer every day. Send your angels to minister, God, and camp around about them, God. Camp around about our loved ones, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, send ministers to witness salvation to the unsaved, God. And Lord, we stand in the gap for every person, Lord, on the face of the earth, because we're all going through this pandemic, but send ministers by, Lord, to give everybody another opportunity to receive you as Lord and Savior. God, we speak it, we decree it, we declare it, God. And your word is true, in Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. What an awesome God we serve. We give God glory and honor. Praise the Lord for his great and mighty work. We thank God. Glory to God. For Romans 28 says, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. And what he said, glory to God, in John 14, let not your heart be troubled, but believe in him. So we're just thanking God that in the midst of all this going on, of not let our heart be troubled, but also to know that you're working things for the good. God, in the midst of all these dilemmas, help us to cast these cares, as you told us, glory to Peter, all those cares, because you, glory to God, care for us. So we got to know, you got a plan, according to Jeremiah 29:11, in the name of Jesus for our lives. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bless the Lord again for the prayers tonight, that we are, glory to God, having a little short session. Normally tonight would be a night we have the word coming forth, but since we meeting with Pastor Dorsey with the revival, we are just having prayer, and we're going to transfer over, not transfer over, but we're going to go on that line now. Anyone that desires to join us on the other prayer warriors praying, I mean ministering, Mother Alexander and Mother McCormick tonight on In Presence Ministry, praise God, with Pastor Dorsey. The number is 1-516-387-1797. 1-516-387-1797. This is they're already in session now, so we're just going to join them. If you desire to, you can call at that number. If not, just keep them in prayer. We praise God for you. We're going to pray God's blessing upon you. Angels be in camp. Pray glory to God. We cast these cares upon the Lord and walk in the love of God, walk in forgiveness, and keep speaking and decreeing and declaring God's word until this mountain be displaced, the things that we are concerned about and praying about. And thank God for his loving kindness in the midst of it all. Praise God. We're going to say shalom tonight and pray you have a blessed, marvelous, and wonderful day. We look forward to you on prayer on Monday night, which is tomorrow. We believe in God as we bring these things before the Lord in intercession and believe in God by faith, a move of God. Praise God. Amen. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise God. I forgot to ask him, well, there was a prayer request for the person that was on, but they're gone now, so bless the Lord.